Welcome to Catalyze, the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hello, Connected Leaders Academy members who are watching my speech today, listening to this future audio podcast, or reading this chapter in the Catalyst book, Catalyze. Let me introduce myself. If you don't know me already, my name is Mike Duffy. This is my second project with Connected Leaders Academy. If you're interested in learning more about our first collaboration, you can search on podcast platforms for CLA Thrive. For the podcast recordings, or purchase the CLA Thrive book on Amazon. I've got my copy always with me. The theme of today's project with Jose Escobar and the Connected Leaders Academy is called Catalyze. In order to grow your business from zero to five figures per year, to the low six figures, to the high six figures, and beyond to seven or eight figures, will require agents of catalyst. This is not an overnight procedure, and you will need to learn to overcome fears that are holding you back. Other speakers today, other authors in this book, have been giving great speech. Ask you this. Do you love technology, or do you tolerate it? Or are you frustrated every day by it? We must learn to detach your emotions from technology. It changes so fast and needs to be recognized as a tool that you cannot waste time being upset with. Could your current implementation of technology be stalling your business growth? Your mindset around the technology you use in your business, no matter how basic or advanced it is definitely feeding your business growth or limiting it. Let me share with you my story over the past two decades of being self-employed in the technology field. I, Mike Duffy, have been a technology coach and cybersecurity expert for the past two decades. 3 years ago in 2021, after 17 years running a computer repair franchise in Canada, I stepped away from it cold turkey. I started my own consulting firm because I kept hitting a ceiling on my income potential and felt that I didn't have the right tools or mindset to scale that business past the low six figures per year. I felt I had hit a lid for over a decade. I was part of a franchise, a computer repair franchise worldwide. I was based in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I was using their software, their processes, their leadership decisions, all decisions I made regarding advertising, quoting, pricing, CRM software, you name it. I was limited to what they approved. I was limited by their leadership lid of what they approved to be success. I wanted more in life and finances without having to give them the 40 to 50% cut they wanted. But that income percentage is what I agreed to when I first signed on to their bigger picture, the vision they painted for me in 2005 when I signed on when I was 24 years old, right out of university, fresh with my Bachelor of Science in Computer Information Systems. I had built the picture of my own self-worth up past what they would accept as a franchise, and I couldn't change their system. I had outgrown it within 5 years. But I sat there for the next 10 years, yeah, a decade, miserable, looking for new mentors and new information. I knew I had reached the maximum of what I could do under their leadership for 10 years. Yeah, get it. 10 years. It took me 10 years of reading books, collecting knowledge, hiring business coaches, joining programs, doing online courses, traveling to conferences, and spending thousands upon thousands of dollars building up my courage as an entrepreneur to believe in myself and believe that I had gifts. I was just using the wrong business vehicle to reach my destination. One of our other speakers today brought that up. Are you in the proper vehicle to get to your destination? Earlier this week, when I was writing this speech, I was listening to a Facebook Live hosted by fellow Connected Leaders Academy member Suzanne Taylor and then Michael Faber, who I met. I met both these people for the first time in person at the Connected Leaders Academy Worldwide Conference in May in Maryland, D.C. Maryland. They were chatting earlier a couple of days ago about they were asking each other how each other became overnight successes. The answer was tens of thousands of dollars on courses over decades and refining your craft on how you help people. How do you tell your story? You are building your character, but you have to experience life and all the ups and downs and keep searching for your tribe and earning a living along the way. Is it easy? No. You're going to have ups and downs, fantastic months, and be poor the next month. And you're like, what am I doing wrong? Does this sound familiar to you? No matter where you are in your journey, I bet you have been investing in your knowledge, experiences, and asking successful people how they made it so far in their career when you feel like you're stuck. The answer always is success is not overnight. It's usually a decade or two or three in the making. I started in technology coaching and consulting October 5th, 2005 with the franchise. I felt I outgrew their leadership team nearly 5 years in, so that was 2010, 2011, and I searched for a decade for what I was missing. The day, August 1st, 2021, I started my own business called DontGetHacked.ca, cybersecurity from scratch with zero clients. I started from scratch, no clients. And that's why your audience is so important going forward. If you want to build a business, you need an audience. While I had zero clients when I started, and I was building a startup consulting business from the ground up, I had a few cards up my sleeve, four aces to be precise. First ace, the support of my family, my wife of 15 years, Julianne Duffy, and my daughter, Penelope. Have you identified your support system, the people that keep you grounded? Believe me, we are currently a one-income household that had zero income for months in 2021. We've been a one-income household since my wife became a mother in 2012 and she left the corporate world. However, both my wife and I grew up in a single-income household in the 80s and 90s. We know what it's like to be poor, and you must have that hunger in you to achieve the impossible. Second ace, the willingness to test new technology all the time and not be afraid to spend money to hire people who can implement new systems for you. You can't learn everything solo. It will consume your sanity and reduce your effectiveness and increase your frustrations with technology. That is opposite of what we want to do. I want you to identify your current technology bottlenecks that limit your growth and smash that limitation. You are the CEO of your business. You can empower yourself to hire a technology coach like my team at Don't Get Hacked to help you get over those learning curves of audience building, CRM, websites, funnels, email data backups, or whatever you currently hate. We must find and remove all your angst with your technology for you to scale that business of yours from the current level to the next level. It doesn't matter if you're going from zero to five figures or going to seven or eight figures. There is something in your technology systems that is holding you back from scaling to your next step. If you recall my story, I was part of a franchise for 17 years, and I had to use their technology that I had deemed broken for at least 10 years. I had so much angst for that, the CRM, the invoicing system, and the websites. I knew I had to start from scratch so I could liberate and free my mindset from that limited belief system. You can't build and scale a business with slow, inefficient technology tools. Third ace, vision board. I built the vision board in university of what I wanted. Those vision boards are powerful tools. Everything that was on that vision board has come to reality 20 years after the initial one. Do you currently have a vision board? That may be the one thing holding you back. You need to have that vision of what you want to build in the future. Those goals are what bring you the motivation to get through the frustrations and hard times. Fourth ace, the right knowledge and courage to take action and implement it. I've been a big fan of John Maxwell since 2010, and some of you may already know John Maxwell and be certified by his group. And I know there's a bunch of John Maxwell certified leaders, both inside and outside the Connected Leaders Academy. When you understand there are all these belief lids, you must re that you must raise to lift yourself past these belief lids in order to grow yourself, your happiness in life, and your income. If you're unsure of what I'm talking about, go read the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. How does the John Maxwell angle on this contribute to scaling your business from 5 to 6 to 7 figures and beyond? Well, there are many John Maxwell students in the world who have taken this knowledge and distilled it even further, literally down to a science. My catalyst for starting my new journey in 2021 was starting a new coaching program in 2019, where, yes, I've invested a lot of money into it. Remember, I had the knowledge and a decade of frustration of knowing I had hit many belief lids. I joined Grant Cardone and Brandon Dawson 10X movement in 2019. That's how I met our CLA leader, Jose Escobar. And if you've ever had a virtual coffee with Jose, you've seen the 10X flags in his bookshelf in his office. So why the 10X system and Brandon Dawson specifically? They're both students of John Maxwell, and specifically Brandon Dawson has stated in his book, Nine Figure Mindset, How to Go from Zero to Over 100 Million in Net Worth. He studied the 21 laws, distilled that information, and ran it through hundreds of businesses. So he's actually built out a roadmap of how to scale your business to go from zero to millions in revenue. That roadmap from zero to five figures to six figures to seven figures is all math, and it's all directly comes out of the 21 laws of leadership. And it's defined by breakpoints. So, you know, if you're under seven figures per year, you have still not reached the first breakpoint. Referring to the 21 laws of leadership, there are a few lids you need to master to get to that first income breakpoint. This means you must be able to lead people effectively and build up their self-esteem and courage to get you to the first breakpoint in business over $1 million. So you must be able to get yourself to the $250,000 in sales by yourself. And once you get to that $250,000 of sales by yourself, you likely have some systems in place that are working for you to have gotten you to that point. Once you get to $250,000 by yourself, the 21 laws of leadership that's been distilled by Brandon Dawson point that you have to grow your team to three until you get to $750,000 to $1 million to get to that first breakpoint. But how do you get there? You need to have systems. This, you know, I do a lot of IT consulting for million-dollar businesses that are two people. And then I have customers who have a ton of people in their business and they don't seem to be that successful. And it usually comes down to not having the right systems, being scared of technology, being scared to invest in technology because people have, they're scared of technology. They don't understand it. And that is usually where people get stuck. So what systems am I referring to? In order to get to the first $250,000, you must be doing something correct in your business. You're in the mid six figures, whether that's one person, hopefully it's not more than two. You must have a client base. You must have an audience. You must have figured out what to sell. You have an audience and you figured out what they do and don't find value in. You must have learned how to sell and who to sell it to. Who to sell it to if you have made it to the low to mid six figures by yourself. It doesn't even mean you are using technology at all to do this, but you've built an audience. And in order to be making money, you must be communicating with this audience in some fashion via the phone or email or social media to keep building that audience and selling them your product or service. You must learn to drop all the fears, hesitation, and negative self-talk. Those negative belief systems you've built up around technology and not being able to understand it or not being able to find the right people, you need to remove all that negative self-talk and hire a coach, a business coach, a technology coach to analyze what you have, fix it so that way you can scale your business and get into the mid six figures, high six figures, seven figures, et cetera. So what technology does each business need to use? You need an audience. You need to document how you are communicating with that audience. You need to store that data somewhere if that data is electronic. You need to know how to back it up. If you're using computers, phones, or tablets, or the cloud, then they need to be new, fast devices and that don't slow you down. When we go in to do consulting for business owners, we typically find no documentation, usually no SOPs, or they're not really documented. One person knows how the business is running, and people are, there's a lot of insanity out there. Business owners get started, they're good at what they're doing, they're good at what they're selling, and then they just start hiring people without actually any standard operating procedures in place, no software documentation. And it just kind of it's really chaos is what we usually find. And I tell them, once you've chosen your tools or hired someone to implement technology tools in your business, you must embrace documentation. Okay, so you must embrace documentation. At the end of the day, there's so much technology out there, computers, tablets, all this stuff. Passwords, you might be using a ton of different software. And at the when we go in to help out businesses, whether it's you're not going to be able to train anybody on what you're using, be when there's an emergency like flood, fire, theft, user error, hackers, if nothing is documented, it's going to be, if there's anything that goes wrong, it's going to be chaos and your business will come to an abrupt stop. I see this all the time where, I understand why people have negative experiences with technology. It's usually, they've trusted the wrong person or somebody's implemented something, somebody's disappeared, and things just aren't working smoothly. You speak to any business coach out there, everybody's going to ask you, where is your documentation? Where are the passwords? Where's your money coming from? How are you spending? Everything needs to be documented, and if you want to be able to replicate yourself and scale, you get to $250,000, you're like, okay, I did it myself, I'm going to hire two people to get me to that million, to that million. Well, each of in your business how long it took you, one person, to get to $250,000 in sales. You may not be there yet, or maybe you did it really quick. So then what you need to do is scale to three people. And all three people, yourself and those other two people in your business, they need to be trained to do exactly the same thing you were able to do till that business is stable. But if technology is not documented, if it's not implemented, if you don't have the systems to get you to that point, you're just going to be spinning your wheels and just living day by day without any real vision board. You don't have the destination. Currently, I know what my destination is. I'm in a startup. We're almost 3 years into a startup, and I know that, hey, I got myself to this particular sales level, and now I'm going to scale myself to three people. I'm going to open up new markets. I'm going to document what's working, what's not working, hire people to come in and implement new systems for me, train me on that system. Make sure that system works, and then that just ends up how you end up scaling your business is implementing things. If it doesn't work, get rid of it. If it does work, train others in your business on that. So at the end of the day, you're not running the business isn't running you. You're running the business. You can walk away at any point, and that's usually where a lot of business owners get stuck. They have people, they've trained them. However, one thing breaks and nobody knows how to fix it, and then you're waiting time, you're spent wasting money, you're wasting time, or wasting resources, labor dollars, waiting for something to be fixed, where if things are documented well, if you're using the proper technology, if you're not using the proper technology, because you're already frustrated with that. I find that a lot when clients that we do consulting for, they've gone and hired marketing companies, website development companies, funnel companies, and they've just kind of No plan. They've hired somebody. Some stuff's documented. They don't have any real follow. It's just you can tell when there's no plan, there's no documentation. I'll follow up. I'll follow, we'll send out proposals. We'll follow up with business owners and find that they don't respond. And I'm like, okay, they look like a big company. They look like they're doing well in sale. They look like they're doing well. But then you start following up, you pitch them an idea because they've got problems, and then there's just no response. And then there's just a bunch of weird communication gaps that end up happening. And you're like, they're trying to scale themselves, or they're finding a ton of issues in their business. So just to summarize, what we do at Don't Get Hacked is we protect business owners by creating detailed written personal and business data backup and recovery plans to restore your business in the event of a data loss emergency. So you're using some type of technology in your business. You have computers, you have CRM systems, maybe not, maybe email systems. All that stuff needs to be optimized, streamlined, documented, because if it doesn't work, you need to fix it or get rid of it. And in the case of an emergency, you don't even know how to put that system back together if you have no documentation, no passwords. Like, everything should be written out, documented well, so that way if anybody needs to come in to fix it, it's like, okay, this is the SOPs that we have, these are the systems that we're using, this is how we make money, this is how we sell stuff, please help us and fix it. And if you don't have that, really what's going to end up happening is you're going to be frustrated by technology, you're not going to be able to grow your business. And then that's usually where data loss comes in, is that you're running your business, you don't have things documented, maybe things are poorly implemented, you're losing data, you're losing, once you start losing data, that's usually when things start going bad and you start losing customers and really your reputation, because the way you treat one customer is usually going to be the way you treat other customers when you're under stress, systems aren't working. And then we really know that, I got customers who reach out and they're like, emails come here and they don't go here. Website entries come here, they don't go here. And at the end of the day, systems have just been implemented, no testing's been done, no documentation's been done. And that's the worst thing to do when you're a business owner, especially when you have people who are looking up to you because you're the leader, right? So you've raised yourself up to be a leader. You've brought people into the organization to help you out so you can get outside of the business. But if things aren't implemented, technology's not implemented properly, you're going to be spinning your wheels at that five, six. If you get to the seven figures, I think it's really hard to keep yourself at that level if your technology systems just aren't working the way you've designed. You think they're going to work, but if that's not written down, not documented, like, the technology is going to keep you from succeeding at the end of the day, right? So anyway, just to wrap this up, if I think at the end of the day, you as a business owner, you really need to go through and read John Maxwell and the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, because if you find a business owner who's successful, you can identify on that list of 21 laws exactly which laws that they've achieved, even if you're not even following this.
Session of Catalyze. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.